Point a high-resolution camera at a distant scene and ask an operator to look slightly left, and you have two completely different ways to honor the request. You can move the picture, slide the cropped window the operator actually sees across the larger sensor frame, no moving parts, instant. Or you can move the camera, physically rotate the gimbal so the lens points somewhere new. The first is cheap, fast, and runs out of room almost immediately. The second is slow, mechanical, and effectively unlimited. A good zoom camera uses both, and the whole trick is making them feel like a single, continuous motion under one stick. This post is about the control law that does that, and the small, nasty bug that lives in the seam between the two. Section: the picture inside the picture. Start with the part that has no moving parts. The sensor delivers a big frame, say 4,000 times 3,000 pixels, but the operator's screen only shows a 1280 times 800 window into it. Zoom and pan are both just which rectangle of the sensor we crop and rescale to the screen. Zoom equals how big the crop is. A smaller crop covers fewer sensor pixels, rescaled up to fill the same screen things look bigger. Pan equals where the crop is centered. Slide it left, and the framed scene slides right. A minimal model is two vectors, a frame size and a crop, described by its center and half size. This is digital pan, also called electronic or crop pan. It's a pure read offset into a buffer, so it's free and instantaneous. The rescale to screen happens every frame anyway. Panning just changes the source rectangle. The catch is an underscore clamp. At full zoom out, the crop is the whole frame. Half equals equals frame asterisk 0.5, and the clamp pins the center dead center. There's nowhere to pan to. The room to digitally pan only opens up as you zoom in, and it's exactly the slack between the crop edge and the sensor edge. So digital pan has a hard wall. You can only slide the crop until its edge meets the sensor edge. Push past that, and you'd be cropping pixels that don't exist, black. That wall is where the second pan has to take over. Section: when the picture runs out, move the camera. The physical pan is the gimbal, a motor that yaws and sometimes pitches the whole optical assembly. It has no edge. It can rotate as far as its mechanics allow, but it's heavy, slow to accelerate, and every motion is visible as a sweep. You do not want to drive it directly from the stick. A flick of the operator's thumb would whip the camera around and overshoot. The model that works is what I think of as head and body. The head is the crop window. It's weightless. It moves the instant the stick moves, soaking up the operator's intent with zero lag, but only within its small range of motion, the slack above. The body is the gimbal. It's slow and powerful. It follows the head, but only when the head has strained as far as it can and is asking to go further. Turn your head to look left and your eyes lead. Your neck only rotates once your eyes hit the corner. Same idea. The head buys the responsiveness. The body buys the range. Section: measuring the strain. The body needs one number. How hard is the head pushing against its limit? I call it the overshoot. How far the requested view pokes past the no black region, per axis, normalized so the control law is zoom independent. The requested center is allowed to wander past the sensor edge. The operator is still pushing the stick. The displayed crop is that request clamped back to legal pixels. The gap between them is the overshoot. Three properties make this the right signal to feed a motor. 1. It's zero while there's no black to fix. No strain, no gimbal motion. The body stays still as long as the head can do the job alone. 2. It's proportional. A lot of black, a big number fast slew. As the gimbal brings the scene in, the black shrinks, the number shrinks, and the slew decelerates on its own. No separate ramp down logic. The geometry is the ramp. 3. It hits zero exactly when the view is whole again. The body stops with no leftover black margin at any zoom level, because the threshold is computed from the current crop half size rather than a fixed dead zone. Section: don't twitch, dwell first. Overshoot alone would make the gimbal flinch at every brief stick tap. Gate it behind a short dwell. Only engage the body once the head has been pinned against its limit continuously for some time. A quick flick recenters before the timer fires and the gimbal never moves. A sustained push commits. Note the asymmetry in the comet. A single-axis gimbal can only ever close one axis of overshoot. If you naively fed it both, the axis it can't move would report a permanent non-zero gap. and the controller would never reach its done state. Command only what the hardware can actually fix. Section, the handoff, where the two pans become one. So far the head leads and the body follows. But if both keep their positions, you'd end up double counted. The gimbal rotates left and the crop is still offset left. So the frame scene has lurched twice as far as the operator asked. The reconciler is the IMU. As the gimbal yaws, an inertial measurement unit reports exactly how far the camera rotated. Stabilization uses that to keep the framed point fixed in space by sliding the requested center back opposite to the measured motion. Now watch the full loop close. The operator holds left. 1. Head slides left to its limit overshoot appears. 2. After the dwell, the body starts yawing left, proportional to the overshoot. The general lesson is the one that keeps coming back in control code. A single global flag that gates a multi-axis or multi-channel system will eventually freeze a channel that should have been free. The moment two independent things share one piece of "Am I busy?" state, releasing one of them stops releasing it. Split the state along the same axis the physics is split on. Section, takeaways. Digital pan and physical pan are different tools. Crop pan is instant and free but bounded by the sensor edge. Gimbal pan is slow and mechanical but unbounded. Use the fast one for intent and the slow one for range. Let geometry be the control law. Driving the gimbal off a normalized overshoot gives you proportional slew, automatic deceleration, and a clean stop with no black margin, without a hand-tuned ramp. Gate the mechanics behind a dwell so brief inputs stay purely digital and only sustained one spin up the motor. Close the loop with the IMU. Stabilization is what hands authority back from the body to the head, and it's why the operator never sees the seam. Suppress stabilization per axis, never globally. The handoff is independent on each axis. The MI panning state has to be 2, or a released axis keeps rolling.